Nothing But Truth with Granger.
I don't care. I'll be criticized 6 days a week and twice on Sunday. I don't mind that.
They're afraid of things like 97.1, and they're afraid of you.
I'm merely trying to clarify the record.
But truth.
That's what needs to happen.
That's what these bastards do. Heartbeat and sex.
This is Tuesday night, and Tuesday night would be Tuesday night fights.
Yes.
Okay. And don't get me off, because okay. I will start
Tuesday night fights. Let's go, baby.
Okay, you know who that is. Brad Blogg.
Brad Friedman.
Brad Friedman is going to be on. He's going to be on the program in just about 20 minutes.
Are you pumped? What do you need to do to get pumped?
Oh, no, I'm pumped. I've had enough caffeine to make sure that I'm absolutely pumped. But, what's up? Oh, my gosh. Well, you better
I'll
take
grab
that.
It.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
Grab it.
All right. KDK, thanks. Here, appreciate it. All right, here's the deal. Brad Friedman's coming on the program. Look forward to talking with him. And in essence, go to bradblog.com. There is a link to it on the website, nothingbuttruth.com. And you can check out where he's coming from. Why am I do this? I do this because it's important to have the other side on the program. And, of course, he can challenge my point of view, and I can challenge his, and I think it will be respectful, and it will be fun and entertaining. And if it gets disrespectful, I'm sure that will be even more entertaining. But it's not the kind of show I do. I do try to keep some level of decorum, okay? Boring. No, I mean, it's fun, but I think the ideas are fun. Okay, I've overtalked it. So, he's coming up.
So, Tuesday night, we know about what we do on Tuesday nights. We get into it. We have a discussion. Some of the knocks on talk radio in general, and this is, I actually knock talk radio for this. I want the dialogue. I think we need to challenge people in the arena of ideas. And why can't people get together and discuss issues from two different places? Really important. It always cracks me up. I'm encouraged by the fact that the president goes out and does town hall meetings. Even though he has a tendency to misspeak now and again, I am encouraged by it because it provides accountability. And that's the beauty of talk radio, providing accountability. 314-969-9797. 1-866-455-9797. Now, our guest is Brad Friedman. And he writes for bradblog.com. You can go to 971talk.com and click on Nothing But Truth, and there is a link to his website. He certainly comes from the Al Franken, Cindy Sheehan point of view when it comes to foreign policy and his opinions about President Bush. And so what we'll do is we'll have a talk with him about those things and really challenge it. I think this is important. In saying that, we want to welcome Brad Friedman to the program, Nothing But Truth. Brad, welcome to Nothing But Truth. Appreciate your time, sir.
Hey, Crane. Great to be here. By the way, I'm originally from St. Louis, so I'm thrilled to be on the air out there.
Oh, great. Great. And where did you migrate to?
Let's see. I moved some years ago up to Michigan to go to school, then out to New York, then out to the West Coast, or actually then to Pennsylvania, then out to the West Coast. So I've been all over the place, but I get back to St. Louis whenever I can. And by the time we're done, if you still want to talk to me again next time I'm in town, hopefully I can come in the studio. And
that would be great. That would be great.
Tuesday night fight there.
There you go. And you know the spirit of it all. And we appreciate you coming on the program. Now, I've read your blog, and I want to stick with some just key issues that everybody can jump in on. And your main thoughts, specifically when it comes to the war in Iraq. You are opposed to this war, yes?
Actually, let me touch base real quick on two points.
Sure.
One, in the introduction, I heard you say, that the number one issue was our national security. I would argue that the number one issue is our American democracy, and that's what I tend to report on quite a bit and how it's crumbling here at home. And then the other thing you mentioned was that immigration was now the number one issue somehow, and I'm not sure where you came up with that idea. But
well, I would come up with that idea because the American people, 80% of the American people, are favoring stricter laws. The most recent piece of legislation has been stalled, and it was being talked about and ballyhooed about by everybody, and it was the issue on the front page and certainly front in mind of Fox News, CNN, and everybody else when it came to the top story of the night for the last 2 weeks. So that's how I'd come up with it.
Well, I don't think it's the number one issue that's on Americans' minds, and perhaps, though, that's what brings us back to the war. And your question was, am I in favor of it? Is that what it was?
Yes. Do you support the Iraq War?
Well, I certainly support our troops, but I don't support the fact that information was manipulated to force us into a phony war that doesn't make us any safer. In fact, it makes us much more in danger, which I'm sure is a point to you since you said national security was our number one issue.
Yeah, how does it make us greater in danger? Well, how are we?
Well, according to the State Department and according to the Pentagon, terrorism is up. I don't know, three or four fold, and I'm on the road, so I don't have some of the information in front of me, but there have been both State Department and Defense Department reports that said terrorism has increased many times over due to the incursion and the invasion and the occupation of Iraq. And what we do know is that Saddam was not particularly any threat, at least to us, being surrounded on all sides. And then finally, our American democracy is at stake when a president of the United States manipulates the facts and, frankly, lies to both the American public and the Congress about reasons for going into war.
Where did
That's
he
not
lie?
What this country is about.
Okay, let's, because you said some things, obviously, I'm going to take issue with, but I definitely want to let you get your point across because people hear me every night. Where specifically did the president lie? You've made that charge a couple times. Tell me exactly where he lied.
Well, for one, when he a number of cases. For one, when he came out and said that Saddam had purchased or attempted to purchase uranium from Niger at a time when the CIA had already told him it was not the case, that it was based on forged documents, and the entire national intelligence community, the National Intelligence Council, in fact, which is made up of 16 American intelligence agencies, said that, frankly, that was not true. They talked about these aluminum tubes.
Okay, let's stick to the Niger real quick here for a second. Are you aware of the British report and the British intelligence standing by that report of the 16 words in the State of the Union, absolutely saying that in 1999 and in early 2000, Iraqi intelligence officials did visit Niger? And I'll cover this with an article by a former lefty himself, the great Christopher Hitchens, the other day in Front Page Magazine, which is a conservative publication. Are you aware of that? And in regard to the forged documents, are you referring to Joe Wilson's testimony? Because Joe Wilson is a three-time liar.
Well, that's fine. If you want to talk about that, we can. I happen to trust the American intelligence agencies, 16 of them in all, that make up the National Intelligence Council. And in fact, the CIA, which had removed those statements twice before in George W. Bush's speech, but it somehow found its way into the State of the Union.
Are you saying saying that statement is a lie, even though British intelligence absolutely stands by it, and we know that the information the president was receiving in regard to that was from the British report and not from the forged documents that allegedly were used to...
No. The British report was based on the forged documents, Grant.
No, actually...
What was it based on?
It was based on... let's see. The Straw report was based on... Oh, gosh, I got to get this here. I don't have it in front of me.
America's own ambassador at the time in Niger had already said the story was not true they sent Joe Wilson out there anyway to find out, and he simply confirmed that it was not true. And
but they absolutely stand by it today, and they have stood by it today. Now, I'll get the source.
Well, I'll stand by America instead of Great Britain.
Oh, okay. Well, you also, if you're going to stand by America, you've also got to stand by the director of the CIA talking about it being a slam dunk. You've got to also take the fact that the president of the United States does represent America, and he made the statements, and they have been proven and vetted true. So,
well, they have not been, Crane. That's the problem. Much as Tony Snow is not a journalist, as you said earlier, I was listening to the introduction.
Sure, he is a journalist, actually.
Is he?
He's a commentator and he's a journalist. He has a journalistic background. He was a speechwriter for the president and they worked in journalism. Works for, what was it, Washington Post, I believe.
Well, that's fine, but he gets facts wrong.
Okay, well, then I think you're getting your facts wrong with due respect. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short time out, and we'll come back because I want to get you the exact information on this.
Good.
And then we will take calls from our callers, okay?
Good, and right. I do want to talk about American democracy if we get a chance.
That would be great. All right. Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. More truth coming right up.
More truth next.
It doesn't make a difference if we make it all night. We got each other. That's all I love.
Welcome back to Nothing But Truth. On the line with us right now is Brad Friedman. He writes for bradblog.com. And we have been discussing the infamous 16 words in the State of the Union address in which, Brad, you detail that they were misleading and Bush knowingly used misleading information. Is that a fair assessment of what you said?
Very fair indeed.
Okay. Now, look, according to the London Sunday Times of April 9th of this past year, the truth, here it is. I'm just going from the Christopher Hitchens article. A NATO investigation has identified two named employees of the Niger embassy in Rome who, having sold a genuine document about Zahawi, to Italian and French intelligence agents, then added a forged paper in the hope of turning further profit. The real stuff went en route to Washington, and the fakery, via the Italian journalist, the U.S. and the U.S. Embassy in Rome, by another. The upshot was, follow me closely here, and this is Christopher Hitchens' article I'm quoting from, that a phony paper alleging a deal was used to shoot down a genuine document suggesting a connection. Okay, Zawahiri's name and the IAEA connection were never mentioned by Alberti in his report to the United Nations, and his past career has never surfaced in print. Looking up, the press of the time causes one to jaw to slump in sheer astonishment. Here, okay, and then it goes on to talk about a diplomat discussing 8 months since President Bush trying to set the record straight to clear his name and about this guy. So what we have here, okay, so we could just take this out. There was a forged document. There are also other documents, and British intelligence stands by that document even today. And I'm not denying there was a forged document.
According to Christopher Hitchens, right?
According to the London Times.
Well, according to Christopher Hitchens in the London Times, again, I'll stand by America and the Senate report, which concluded that as of October 2002, the claims that Saddam was trying to buy uranium from Niger could not be supported by anybody in any intelligence committee in the United States.
Did we have any active intelligence agents in Iraq before 2002?
I don't know.
We did not. We did not. I mean, that's the dirty little secret. We didn't look at them as a threat, or if we did, we didn't have any human intelligence.
We didn't look at Iraq as
a
threat?
No, we did, but my point is we didn't exercise our intelligence capabilities for human intelligence and have any human intelligence in Iraq. We certainly looked at them as a threat because in 1998 we passed the Iraq Liberation Act. But having said that, you're saying to me the president concocted this story about Niger to scare Americans in order to attack Iraq. What about all the things the Democrats have said about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction programs?
Well, there's a difference between there's chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons. Now,
sure.
It was believed that he had chemical and biological weapons, but he had no delivery system for them that could leave the country. And as to the nuclear claims, the IAEA had said there was no nuclear capability. And in fact, as I mentioned, the United States Senate, who went back and looked at this, found that in fact they knew by October of 2002 that there was no matter of Saddam trying to seek uranium yellow cake from Niger. They knew that.
That's why
they removed it from the speeches, yet they allowed it and claims about the aluminum tubes, which similarly they knew were not used for nuclear weapons. They allowed that, and those claims and this notion that we don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud to make its way into the State of the Union irresponsibly, and to the disrespect of all of those American troops who are now dead because of a lie.
They're not dead because of a lie, and that's not true at all. They're dead because they're liberating Iraq for one reason only. Saddam Hussein violated the ceasefire he drew up in 1991, and he didn't follow through on letting unfettered inspections go forward in 2003.
Well, first off, that's not true.
That is absolutely true.
No, that's not
by
true.
By Hans Blix's testimony himself.
Inspections. We had inspectors on the ground who weren't finding anything, who wanted more time. And frankly, the United States is not the world's policeman. It's certainly not the U.N.'s policeman.
Who is?
Said that, you know, they would go back to the U.N. if Saddam was found to be in breach. That's what George W. Bush said, and he did not go back to the U.N. He went in unilaterally.
A 15-0 vote. Okay, Brad, a 15-0 vote for serious consequences. May 2005, UN testimony, Hans Blix said the inspections weren't working. He said he was getting a runaround from Iraq. We already know.
No, he did not.
Absolutely.
He did not say they were not working.
Absolutely. He said that he was being obstructed. He absolutely did.
That's utterly untrue, Craig. No, that is true.
I mean, if you can quote
what he said, and you could find the report,
what he said was that we were
essentially looking everywhere that we were told to look, all of the sites that were given to them by the United States, and they were given access, and they had inspectors on the ground, and they wanted 30 more days, and George W. Bush wouldn't allow it. Now, that vote in the U.N. Security Council you talk about was not a vote to go to war. It was a vote to, you know,
force them to meet the requirements.
Sorry?
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was a vote to have him meet the requirements, of the UN resolutions you talk about, and as the United States promised at the time, if he was found in breach, they would return to the UN Security Council. He did not do that.
He went in anyway. You're telling me that through this process, okay, and I will, after the break, I'll bring you the exact quote from Hans Blix in his testimony from the UN in 2003, May 2003, so that, you know, you've called that out. I'll gladly produce it.
And I've called out the fact that you called Joe Wilson a three-time liar.
No, wait. Who recommended him for the trip? Valerie Plame.
What's that?
Valerie Plame. He absolutely did.
According
to the Silverman-Robb intel investigation.
What did the memo say?
The memo recommended that Wilson be sent, and it was a memo from his wife.
She did not recommend him, and B, even if she did, what the hell does that have
to do with what he found
or didn't find in Niger?
Okay, you keep calling me a liar on these things, and I've got to be honest with you. You're just flat out wrong on this.
I don't mean to call you a liar, Crane.
Okay.
You're from St. Louis, so you're a homie of mine. But I would like you to come up with the facts to support what you're saying.
Silverman Robb Commission absolutely proved that Valerie Plame wrote a memo recommending her husband to go to Niger.
Did you read the memo?
Yes, I did. It was printed by... gosh darn it. I have to go back. You're not going to find it. No, I absolutely will find it, and I'll actually see the report.
I will even stipulate for you that his wife recommended it. Now, what the hell does that have to do?
Wait a second. What kind of tactic are you taking here? You just told me that I was wrong. Okay, you just told me I was wrong, and I recognize it.
We're homies,
and that's cool, and I get that, and we're having fun here. But the fact is, you just told me I was wrong, and now you're saying, okay, but even if that's true. Bottom line is, it is true. It is absolutely true.
Of course, it's not true, and you won't find evidence for it.
Yes.
But it's so far beyond the point that I will go ahead and stipulate that it's true, just for sake of argument, to say, even if it is true, what the hell does that have to do with
it? It has everything to do with Joe.
Saddam did not seek to buy uranium
because
from Niger.
The guy making the statements, the guy who made that story and leaked it to the press, was Joe Wilson.
Leaked what to the press?
about his trip to Niger, about the 16 words being untrue. That first broke because of Joe Wilson. He is the guy at the forefront of that story.
Actually, no. It was the leak occurred by George W. Bush prior to Joe Wilson ever having said anything in the press. That said, what Joe Wilson said was the truth. So I'm not sure what the problem
is. Once again, and I'll build it here again. Joe Wilson lied about who recommended him. He lied about seeing forged documents. And he lied about, what was it?
Well, you've got two claims that you have no evidence for.
I absolutely have evidence to prove otherwise. Wait a second. You just told me that I don't have evidence for this, okay?
Sure.
You're telling me that the Silberman-Robb Commission did not prove that Joe Wilson was recommended by Valerie Plame, did not prove that he alleged to see, he had seen forged documents before they even came into custody. And he quote-unquote said that he misspoke. You're telling me that's a lie? Do you want me to get the papers, every little piece of paper, and go back to it, or are we going to take our word for anything here? I'll do it. Gladly, Brad.
Well, I mean, you may need to do it because there's not information. Look, she wrote a note. Now, you said who sent him to Niger. It was not her idea. There's no evidence that it was her idea to send him to Niger. And again, even if it was, the fact that he was going, and by the way, he was an expert, having served as an ambassador in Africa for decades. He was also George Bush Sr.'s.
He also worked for the Kerry campaign. Okay. All right.
I'm not sure what that has to do with it. He was George Bush Sr.'s ambassador in Iraq during the first Gulf War. He was the man who bravely took care of all of those Americans in 1991 who couldn't leave the embassy.
I'm not disputing his bravery.
He was the last American civilian to see Saddam Hussein.
Off topic. Okay, but here's the thing. Well, we're going to take a short time out. I'll come back with all the things I said I was going to come back with, and then hopefully we'll get to a few phone calls. I appreciate it, Brad.
Sure.
Brad's blog, that's the name of it. We'll be right back. More truth coming right up.
More truth next.
Normally I like listening to Toby Keith, but I just want to get right back into it. This is great. Brad Friedman on the line with us. Bradblog.com. Go to the website.
Yeah, I was always crazy.
You got to check it out. And, Brad, here's the thing. Because we're running out low on time, I want you to come back on the program, would you?
I'd be delighted.
This is
anytime,
great. It's good to have you. Here's the quote which I was referring to by Hans Blix, by the way. Okay?
Yeah.
Reported in May 2003. Little progress was made in the solution of outstanding issues. The long list of prescribed items unaccounted for, and as such resulting in unresolved department disarmament issues was not shortened either by inspections or by Iraqi declarations and documentation. The fact is he wasn't cooperating. Blix knew that. Now, I'll give you the fact Blix was against the war.
Who wrote that, by the way?
That's who wrote that? That's Hans Blix. That's in the testimony of Hans Blix in the UN, the May 2003 testimony.
Well, no, at the end you just said Blix said or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
whose article is that you're reading?
Oh, it's out of the Weekly Standard.
Out of the Weekly Standard.
Yeah. I mean, the quote is there. You can go check the quote if you'd like to check the record, because I'd gladly, please do that.
Well, no, I believe you on the quote. I'm just wondering what the context was for it and, you know, what else he had to say and so on and so forth. But press on. What were you saying?
Okay, now, getting to the Valerie Plame thing.
Yeah.
The Senate Intel Committee, and now you're going to have to, because there's only so much time during the breaks to print this stuff out. But I challenge you to go and look at Joe Wilson testimony, Valerie Plame, and the memo. She absolutely wrote a memo recommending him to go to Niger. I absolutely stand by that, and I will challenge anybody in the audience, as well as yourself, to go and confirm that.
I believe she was asked about it. I believe it was another CIA official who said that she did that. But once again, I failed to see. Either way, it was not her idea to have him go, despite his expertise in both Iraqi business and African business, would seem to be the perfect guy to go. As I said, he was Bush Sr.'s man in Iraq.
But
what does that have to do with the fact that he found that what Bush was claiming was not true, and the fact that when Bush claimed it in the State of the Union, every intelligence source in the country knew that it was not true, as the Senate Intelligence Committee report confirms.
And British intelligence stood by it. It was, the quote was, British intelligence has learned in the State of the Union, by the way.
Well,
and
I
also,
understand
and the reason
that,
I bring that up,
learned that
the reason,
that was a false claim.
That's
now, is that appropriate for the State of the Union? Because even the White House has said that sentence shouldn't have been in there, that it did not rise to the standards of what should have been in the State of the Union. They said that themselves before Joe Wilson said anything.
I'm not going to take up for the White House on the 16 words. I'm telling you right now, the 16 words were true. That's the truth.
Okay,
that's
what are you going to take up for the White House?
What I am going to take up is, the reason I brought up Joe Wilson was the credibility issue, and I've shown him to be somebody who's not credible.
When?
By virtue of the fact he lied about how he got the mission in the first place.
Wait, he didn't lie. You haven't showed any such thing. When did he lie about how he got the mission in the first place?
Do me a favor. He alluded to the fact that the vice presidential office sent him. And he said his wife did not send him. He was called out on it with the Senate Intel Committee. And please Google this. Please find this. It's there. It's a memo detailing an actual memo of him, of her recommending him to go to Niger. Having said that, that strikes to his credibility, and that's why I brought it up. I want to take one call during this.
Sure.
Okay? And, Brad, it's Noe. I really do appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. And we'll come back and beat up on Democrats if you like next time.
I don't want to beat up on Democrats. What I want to do is I want to get to the truth, not about
either party. Enough of this red-blue nonsense.
I gotcha. You know, that sounds very nice. But the fact is, as well about the truth, but I want you to know that I want to take this stuff up because I think it's important because you're making some statements. I'm making some statements, and I want the audience to figure out, okay, who's being level honest here, and maybe we both think we're being honest, and maybe someplace along the line we'll find it. Okay, I'm just trying to be nice there because you're a St. Louis guy.
You don't have to be. That's all right.
No, I want to be respectful. Now let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome, or Pete, pardon me. Welcome to Nothing But Truth. You got about a minute.
It's a question for Brad. Would he have supported any other reason to go into Iraq? I mean, I spent 6 years in the Marines. I know, you know, I've seen some of the things that Saddam Hussein did to his own people. That man had to go. And the United Nations was not getting the job done.
Have you seen what the Saudi Arabians do to their people, or the Kuwaitis, or the North Koreans, or the Iranians?
You know, I was in favor of the
war. I was not sure about the war, but once they started talking about mushroom clouds and uranium, I was, you know, concerned. I bought into it. And, you know, they needed to have that. Otherwise, it would have been an illegal war of aggression, and they had to make it clear that there were these nuclear weapons. One knew he had chemical and biological, but he couldn't do anything with them. He was surrounded on all sides. He was a toothless tiger.
He was a toothless tiger supporting terrorism, but that's for another day.
As a conservative, I should think you would not want to be going around being the world's policeman.
You know, it's funny. In the sense of nation building, it's not, you know, Pax Americana I'm looking for. It's our self-defense, and that's why I'm in favor of it.
And we're not any safer because of it, and I'd like to defend our country against real threats, not against phony threats, and we knew that Saddam Hussein was no threat.
Four separate times? Okay. Brad, thank you for coming on. We've got about 20 seconds left. Please direct people to your website, and I will let you do that right now.
Thank you, sir. Come on by bradblog.com. We report on the real threat to democracy quite a bit, which is our crumbling electoral system, which is being gamed.
All right. We will be back. More truth. Thanks again, Brad.
Thanks, brother.
TK Morrison, St. Louis. Set to Rolex Clarkson Jewelers time. St. Louis is 97.1 FM talk. Younger, smarter, better.